reiterated Wensleydale, the rational thinking person, "'cause we invented science, and all the vicars set fire to the witches for their own good. It was called the Spanish Inquisition.'
"'Then I reckon we should find out if her at Jasmine Cottage is a witch, and if she is, we should tell Mr. Pickersgill,' said Brian.
Mr. Pickersgill was the vicar. Currently, he was in dispute with the them over subjects ranging from climbing the yew tree in the churchyard to ringing the bells and running away.
"'I don't reckon it's allowed, going round setting fire to people,' said Adam. "'Otherwise people would be doing it all the time.'
"'It's all right, if you're religious,' said Brian reassuringly. "'And it stops the witches from going to hell, so I expect they'd be quite grateful if they understood it properly.'
"'I can't see Picky setting fire to anyone,' said Pepper.
"'Oh, I dunno,' said Brian meaningfully.
"'Not actually setting them on actual fire,' sniffed Pepper. "'He's more likely to tell their parents and leave it up to them if anyone's going to be set on fire or not.'
The them shook their heads in disgust at the current low standards of ecclesiastical responsibility. Then the other three looked expectantly at Adam. They always looked expectantly at Adam. He was the one that had the ideas.'
"'Perhaps we ought to do it ourselves,' he said. "'Someone ought to be doing something if there's all these witches about. "'It's like that neighbourhood watch scheme.'
"'Neighbourhood witch,' said Pepper.
"'No,' said Adam coldly.
"'But we can't be the Spanish Inquisition,' said Wensleydale. "'We're not Spanish.'
"'I bet you don't have to be Spanish to be the Spanish Inquisition,' said Adam.
"'I bet it's like Scottish eggs or American hamburgers. "'It just has to look Spanish.'
We've just got to make it look Spanish. Then everyone would know it's the Spanish Inquisition.
There was silence. It was broken by the crackling of one of the empty crisp packets that accumulated wherever Brian was sitting. They looked at him.
I've got a bullfight poster with my name on it, said Brian slowly.
Lunchtime came and went. The new Spanish Inquisition reconvened. The head inquisitor inspected it critically.
"'What are those?' he demanded.
"'You click them together when you dance,' said Wensleydale, a shade defensively. "'My aunt brought them back from Spain years ago. They're called maracas, I think. They've got a picture of a Spanish dancer on them. Look!'
"'What's she dancing with a bull for?' said Adam.
"'That's to show it's Spanish,' said Wensleydale.
Adam let it pass. The bullfight poster was everything Brian had promised.
Pepper had something rather like a gravy boat made out of raffia.
"'It's for putting wine in,' she said defiantly. "'My mother brought it back from Spain.'
"'It hasn't got a bull on it,' said Adam severely.
"'It doesn't have to,'
Pepper countered, moving just ever so slightly into a fighting stance. Adam hesitated. His sister Sarah and her boyfriend had also been to Spain. Sarah had returned with a very large purple toy donkey, which, while definitely Spanish, did not come up to what Adam instinctively felt should be the tone of the Spanish Inquisition. The boyfriend, on the other hand, had brought back a very ornate sword, which, despite its tendency to bend when picked up and go blunt when asked to cut paper, proclaimed itself to be made of Toledo steel. Adam had spent an instructive half hour with the encyclopedia and felt that this was just what the Inquisition needed. Subtle hints had not worked, however. In the end, Adam had taken a bunch of onions from the kitchen. They might well have been Spanish. But even Adam had to concede that, as decor for the inquisitorial premises, they lacked that certain something. He was in no position to argue too vehemently about raffia wine holders.
"'Very good,' he said.
"'You certain they're Spanish onions?' said Pepper, relaxing.
"'Course,' said Adam. "'Spanish onions. Everyone knows that.'
"'They could be French,' said Pepper doggedly. "'France is famous for onions.'
"'It doesn't matter,' said Adam, who was getting fed up with onions. "'France is nearly Spanish, and I don't expect witches know the difference, what with spending all their time flying around at night. It all looks like the continent to witches. Anyway, if you don't like it, you can jolly well go and start your own Inquisition anyway.'
For once, Pepper didn't push it. She'd been promised the post of head torturer. No one doubted who was going to be chief inquisitor. Wensleydale and Brian were less enthralled with their roles of inquisitorial guards.'
"'Well, you don't know any Spanish,' said Adam, whose lunch hour had included 10 minutes with a phrasebook Sarah had bought in a haze of romanticism in Alicante.
"'That doesn't matter, because actually you have to talk in Latin,' said Wensleydale,
who had also been doing some slightly more accurate lunchtime reading.
"'And